Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Sunday should be a riot, to say the least, on NBC with the Golden Globes Awards. And once again, Ricky Gervais hosting. I can remember distinctly, matter of fact, last year talking about it after the fact on HLN's Prime News with this lady, In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin. She joins me now to preview the Golden Globes. And really, we're expecting a repeat of last year, right, Kim?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, we know from what Ricky Gervais is saying that he is not going to hold back. Of course, as you just mentioned, last year, he certainly got criticized for a lot of the remarks he made, but a lot of people thought it was funny. And initially, everyone was saying, no, he'll never be invited back. But you know, ratings definitely matter. Mm-hmm. And there is so much buzz around Ricky Gervais, almost more buzz around what Ricky Gervais is going to say and do than there is around who is going to win and who is going to lose.
That's a great point.
That's pretty amazing. And we know that Ricky Gervais said he's not going to hold back. And he says in a new interview that he does with Ellen DeGeneres, you know, comedy comes from a good or bad place. And I was just teasing them. It wasn't a room full of wounded soldiers. These are the richest, most privileged people in the world. So that's why everyone laughed, because we know these are not people that you have to feel sorry for if you make fun of them.
Absolutely. And I think it's great. I mean, at the end, it's going to equal rating success once again for NBC. Who do you think Ricky's big target will be this weekend?
I'm going to say probably George Clooney is at the top of the list, because George Clooney is nominated not just for one Golden Globe, but for three. Acting in The Descendants, and also for writing and directing The Ides of March. So you know half the show is going to be the George Clooney show.
We'll see if Stacey Keibler gets worked into any of those George Clooney jokes as well. Talking with In Touch Weekly's Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Let's switch up to an award show that happened actually last night, the People's Choice Awards. And again, the big news wasn't so much about the awards as it was one particular person. In this instance, the news going into the show was that Katy Perry, originally scheduled to attend, told her followers on Twitter Monday that she would not be attending. It would have been her first public appearance since Russell Brand filed for divorce from Perry. She ends up winning 5 awards last night out of the 7 she was nominated for. Kim, does this look really bad now for Katy Perry that she didn't show up?
You know, I don't know. I think everyone was anticipating she would show up. It would be her first big public appearance. And then you're right. She told her fans she would not be there. And she did. She won 5 awards for her cameo on How I Met Your Mother, Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Song of the Year, Favorite Music Video, and Favorite Tour Headliner. So I mean, that's a lot of awards. And clearly this is something that people vote on. You know, this is something that people really wanted to see her at. But I don't think there's really any backlash, because people know what she's been through. So she has to make that public appearance eventually. But I don't think there's a whole lot of backlash against her.
I'm sure she'll make that public appearance, if nothing else, at the Grammys next month, set to emanate from Los Angeles. And I'm sure covering it all, of course, In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin. Thanks for the 411, Kim, and have fun covering the Golden Globes this weekend.
I will. Thanks so much, Ralphie. Hope you're watching.